For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is defending his position to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria. He and his wife Melania made a surprise visit to U.S. troops in western Iraq. The president said because of the military's gains against the Islamic State, U.S. forces in Syria can now return home to their families.
The other reason I'm here today is to personally thank you and every service member throughout this region for the near elimination of the ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and in Syria.
Most military analysts say the Islamic State is far from being squashed. It remains a serious threat in Syria and elsewhere. Mr. Trump says Turkey has agreed to eliminate remnants of the terrorist group that remains in Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It was a record day on Wall Street, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Dow was posting its biggest single-day point gain ever. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,086 points to close at 22,878. Alan Knuckman is a trader on Wall Street. He joins Fox News and tries to make some sense of this.
Today is the beginning, possibly, of a bottom. If we can build on this. Now, we just remember, we were negative early in the session, so we made new lows and a higher close. That's very positive. But a lot of this seems to be a short squeeze today. You need some follow-through on this.
Italy's Mount Etna is causing trouble once again.
An earthquake jolted eastern Sicily, injuring nearly a dozen people early this morning. The 4.8 magnitude quake rattled homes and cracked highways. Rescue workers safely pulled an 80-year-old man from the rubble of his house. Italy's Mount Etna volcano triggered the quake. The volcano erupted 2 days ago, sending huge plumes of smoke and lava stones into the sky.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's been released from a New York hospital after cancer surgery on her lung. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
A spokeswoman for the court says Justice Ginsburg left New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center on Tuesday and is now recuperating at home. Ginsburg underwent surgery Friday to remove two malignant growths in her left lung. Doctors say there's no evidence of any remaining disease. At 85, Justice Ginsburg has been treated for cancer two other times. Last month, she cracked three ribs in a fall. Despite her health problems, though, Ginsburg has never missed arguments at the court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's finished new medical screenings of almost all the children in the care of the Border Patrol after the deaths of two migrant children this month. New Mexico Representative-elect Sochelle Torres-Small.
We need to have medical personnel, people who can do screenings as we have families enter our custody. We need appropriate facilities, not holding cells that are set up for three adult men, but rather facilities that are appropriate for families.
Homeland Security Chief Kristen Nielsen blames the deaths on what she calls a system that prevents parents who bring their children on a dangerous, illegal journey from facing consequences for their actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.